Day 17. Staying Close. Victim thinking draws us away from the Father. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society, by John H. Hovis, page 91. When victim thinking is firmly in control, life can be extremely lonely. Friends, family members, co-workers, and even God can become a distant reality when victim thinking is the driving force behind how we relate to others. All the relationships described above, with the exception of our relationship with God, it is the attitude and demeanor of the victim thinker that drives people away. God, on the other hand, never leaves, nor does he forsake. To the victim thinker, though, it feels like God has abandoned them just like everyone else seems to be doing. It isn't that God has left them. It is the victim thinking that has drawn the person trapped in that situation away from God. God is still there. It is just hard to see him through the cloud of victim thinking. The only way I've found to counteract the feelings of loneliness when victim thinking is in control is to focus on my true identity. Victim thinking happens when I've forgotten who I am. I am the beloved child of God's. That and that alone is what makes me a victor. Check out what the Bible says about who we are in God's eyes. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we are. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children. Romans 8:15-16, The Message. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children. Hanging on to this fact gives those of us caught in victim thinking a chance to live the life of the victor God has made us to be. Sure, the challenges of this life are going to knock us off track now and again. Children of the Most High seem to be able to rebound to the solid place of being a victor, even when victory seems to be so far out of reach. When challenging times come and you feel the pangs of loneliness starting to creep into your life, remember who you are. You are a kid of the kings. You are an heir to the kingdom of God. You are a victor, and nothing in this world can change that fact except your choice to believe something different. Don't let the challenging circumstances you may face today distract you from the fact that your status as God's child has been bought at a great price. This makes you a victor, and nothing bad that comes your way can change that fact.